Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You can now support Ghost Maps on Patreon. Simply look for We Are Huntu or click the link in the description. Ghost Maps. Entry 93. Bishan, Singapore. Vanessa shows me a photo of her mother, Jasmine, on her phone as we order our drinks at this coffee shop in Clementi. I know it's a bit of a cliche, but she really is my best friend. She tells me with a smile. Vanessa has been a music teacher for nearly 10 years now. She says it's not the best paying job in the world, but she learned from Jasmine how to balance practical considerations with following her dreams. Jasmine is a practitioner of Reiki, a form of energy healing. These days, she's incredibly in demand. Her schedule is filled up with appointments for the next 6 months. Her customers include everyone from housewives to lawyers. But this wasn't always the case. Vanessa remembers what it was like when Jasmine was first starting. "My brother and I were really young when Dad left," she says. "I had to watch her struggle to make sure we had everything we needed, while carving out space for her passion. It was during this time when Jasmine and Vanessa had their encounter. As our drinks arrive, I switch my recorder on and ask her to start from the beginning." It was early 2001. Jasmine, Vanessa, and her younger brother Jeremy were living in a rented flat in Bishan. "Mum got a decent rate for a sizable place," she says. "So, even though I was 17 and had to share a room with my bratty 10-year-old brother, we were still comfortable." Jasmine was working as a supermarket cashier at the time, while honing her abilities with several spiritual practices. One such practice was meditation. Jeremy and I weren't allowed to bother her between 10 to 11 p.m. every night, Vanessa says. That was a dedicated time for her to meditate. Most nights, Vanessa and her brother didn't think much of it. They'd be watching TV in the living room if it was a weekend, or already off to bed on weeknights. On one particular weeknight, however, something changed. And it started when Vanessa had a dream. "I was still lying in bed in my dream, but I could hear singing," she tells me. She can't recall what language it was in, but she remembered that it was a woman's voice, and that it was hauntingly beautiful. The singing seemed to be coming from the roof of the school that was next to their flat. In her dream, Vanessa looked out of a window to see a shape on the roof below. "That's as best as I can describe it," she says. "It was hiding in the shadows, and what little she could see seemed to be shifting in shape and size. There were only two things that remained constant. One was that beautiful singing. The other was its arms, which danced in a come-hither gesture. The arms looked like they belonged to a pale brown woman. Its skin was smooth. Its nails were long and painted bright red. As frightened as Vanessa felt looking at the shape in the shadows, she could not avert her gaze. That voice and those arms drew her in. And she wasn't the only one. Vanessa was suddenly aware that something was floating just above her head, towards the roof below. It was her mother. Vanessa awoke with a start and leapt out of bed. She tried to open her mother's bedroom door, but it was locked. She knocked furiously and called out to her. Jeremy woke up and sleepily asked what was going on. "Help me wake Mum up," she yelled at him. Her brother stood by, confused, until Vanessa yelled at him again. Then he joined in, banging on their mother's bedroom door and calling out to her. Until finally, the door opened and Jasmine stared at them both, looking terrified. "She told me that she had a out-of-body experience," Vanessa says. "It was a transcendent moment for Jasmine when she realized what had happened. She never expected something like this to happen and wasn't sure what to do. It felt to her in that moment that this was proof that she was meant to follow her passion. She took it as a sign that something like Reiki would be how she could support her family and do some good in the world. And had she not heard the singing, the whole incident might have been seen as a totally good omen. But she heard the sound of that beautiful voice and she felt entranced. Mum told me that she knew on some deep, deep level that something wasn't right," Vanessa says. "But that was all buried beneath this overwhelming feeling of bliss. Even though she didn't understand what the voice was singing, she knew what it promised. It promised her a safe place, bliss, away from all her troubles. She would never have to worry about money ever again. She wouldn't have to concern herself with her ex-husband and the pressure from her own extended family. And she wouldn't have to worry about her children. But that's where the entity went too far. She was suddenly conscious that she was floating out of the flat and could hear the faint sound of her children's voices. Jasmine turned back to her flat, and Vanessa's pleas grew louder and louder. She concentrated on returning to her body, but before she did, she took one last look at the entity hidden in the shadows, and she could have sworn she saw it smile. The next thing Jasmine knew, she was coming out of her meditation and rushing towards the door, towards her children. The next thing Jasmine knew, she was coming out of a meditation and rushing towards the door, towards her children. Mom is such a badass, Vanessa says, smiling. Sometime after it happened, she ended up taking it as a good sign after all. Jasmine knew that the whole incident couldn't be seen as a positive one. But she reasoned that if something evil was trying to stop her, she must have been doing something right. I tell Vanessa that her mum does sound like an incredible woman. You'll like her, she says, still smiling, but also waving at someone in the distance. I turn around and see Jasmine arriving at our coffee shop. Vanessa embraces her mother and tells me she's got to run. I thank her, then invite Jasmine to take a seat. If you want to discover more of Southeast Asia's other side, subscribe now and follow us on social media. You can also be one of our supporters on Patreon. Look for We Are Hantu or click the links in the description. Ghost Maps is a Hantu production, created by Kyle Ong and Wayne Ray, with art direction by Jolene Lim and recorded on Audio Technica mics.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.